There's all of us have problems in our neighborhood that we find it difficult to get the message through to our local legislators. Everyone has things going on in their communities, whether it be broken streetlights, maybe there's a pothole right in front of your driveway. It's difficult to get people to act. In Southwest Detroit, for example, huge semi-trucks drive through the neighborhood, causing property damage. They damage the road. There's health concerns as well. And the residents there can't get anyone to listen. They can't get the problem taken care of, even though there are local ordinances that supposedly prevent these trucks from driving through the neighborhoods. Joining us now is Rob St. Mary, reporter and public insight journalism analyst at WDET in Detroit. That is a long title, Rob. Good morning.
What is a reporter and public insight journalism analyst,
yeah,
Rob, just for my benefit?
Well, we all know what a reporter is, but the Public Insight Network is a new network that's been brought up over the last couple of years with American Public Media. I believe WMYC is now part of it, it's an online cooperative that brings in sources from the community to look for stories and look for insight.
Well, let's talk about how this is playing out with this initiative in Southwest Detroit. As I said, there is a local ordinance which is supposed to prevent trucks from driving through the neighborhoods there. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Part of the problem, though, right now is the enforcement when it comes to the Detroit Police Department. They actually only have one person who can look into truck traffic throughout the entire city.
And how serious is this problem? Is this just trucks being noisy as they go by?
Well, it's more than that. We find that they go by certain areas and there's property damage issues, you know, due to overweight trucks. Things such as foundation damage to houses, cracked windows due to the weight issues. And then you also have health concerns. That area of Detroit is known for having some of the highest asthma rates, and they believe that part of that has to do with a lot of the diesel particulates in the air.
And especially among children, the children of Southwest Detroit are especially affected by asthma. But explain to me how you at WDET are trying to solve this problem for the people in the neighborhood.
What we're doing is we're using a two-part method. We're using the Public Insight Network to do some online outreach, and then we're also using this text sourcing that we started back in April. We did a beta test with the Takeaway. You were here, Celeste, here in Detroit.
I was.
And we went into Southwest Detroit, and we asked the folks about what their concerns were, and we had a couple of folks from Southwest Detroit who were on the effort with us, and they said, you know, trucks coming through our neighborhood is a big concern. Why don't we find out what we can find out from the neighbors and see, you know, where this concern lies, what kind of action we can take in order to learn how to improve things. So what we've done is basically turned people into citizen journalists. We've put out a number, and they can text the word truck to that number and then tell us exactly where they see the trucks going by, and then we'll map those online, and then that'll give us an opportunity to go out and research where these truck routes are actually happening.
And what do you do with the map? How does that then help enforcement?
Well, once we get an idea on where these things are coming through the neighborhood, then we can possibly pass that information on to the people who are supposed to do the enforcement in the neighborhood.
But what is the chance that that map would be an early notification device, actually using the technology to tell the cops, hey, there's a truck there now, and within, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, they could actually get somebody there to do a citation? You do have to catch these people in the act.
That is true that you need to catch people in the act, but one would believe that when you're talking about trucks and truck routes, that if they're going once, there's probably, they've been doing this several times through the neighborhood. So we just have to keep an eye on it and see what the recurrences are.
And how much information do you gather? Do you then get the license plate of the trucks? Do you then know what companies are sending their trucks through the neighborhood?
Originally, we were asking for some of that information, but we decided to scale back just to where the trucks were being spotted due to the fact that we thought when these things are rolling through the neighborhood, it might not be they might not be able to catch that much information that quickly and then text it to us.
Okay, Rob St. Mary.
But before we go, is this applicable to, like, water problems, other problems
well,
in the city?
Well, they have the 311 thing,
right,
that some cities have to report potholes. Does Detroit have that, Rob?
Currently, I don't believe so.
But this could be a model.
I think it is an early model. I know that there are some other online models that allow people to map where they have problems in their neighborhood and then ask for the city to fix it. And then the city can almost take like a fix-it tag, and then you can see progress as they're repairing it, and then that area is fixed.
Rob St. Mary is a reporter and public insight journalism analyst at WDET in Detroit. If you're using some new media, if you want to text your sighting of a truck to WDET, you just have to text the word truck to 30644. But if there's something going on in your neighborhood and you're not in Southwest Detroit, you can text us, just like Detroiters are doing. Send the word take to 69866. We'll tell you how to go from there.